Hi, my name is Nevaeh.
Hi, my name is Meg.
And we are
Mom and Daughter Goals. So today we're going to talk about
progress and like everything about it so we can teach you these stuff and you can use it in real life.
Yeah, so our podcast basically focuses on self-improvements and just different things, not only self-improvements, but different things that we can experience with our daughters and our mothers. So if you can relate, stay tuned. Nevaeh is going to get into her experience with progress.
Yeah. When people say practice makes perfect, you might think to yourself, does it really make me perfect? But the true answer is no. It just makes improvement because nobody is perfect. That's called making progress. That's exactly what we're trying to tell you today.
Nice. So is there something that you made progress in this year?
Well, I made progress in actually writing and math.
Math. And how did that make you feel?
That made me feel strong.
Strong. And how did you make progress? Like, did you have to do anything to get to a higher level?
Yeah, I had to learn and pay attention in class in order to get to that level.
Okay, did you have to make any sacrifices?
Nope.
No sacrifices to make progress? That's amazing. I have to make sacrifices to make progress all the time. So, let me see here. So, now that Nevaeh is taking over the world because she doesn't have to make any sacrifices to make any progress, we can, keep it moving. So, as humans, we concentrate a lot on being successful. But success never comes overnight, so we have to work to get there. That's where putting in your focus on progress comes into play. If you set a goal for yourself, the first thing you'll need to do is break it down into, like, steps. I say like a lot. Just gonna let you know. Each step completed is a step towards progress. Like, when I was in college, for example, my goal was to graduate and learn. And every day I went to school and made progress. Every day I completed assignments, I made progress. All that led to my success. And basically, that led to graduating. So when we only focus on the end result or the success, we feel overwhelmed. But if we just focus on the smaller steps in progress, we remain motivated. So it's like living in the present. So if we just focus on today and whatever we can do and get accomplished today, progressing towards our main goal is going to get us there. If we only focus on like the bigger picture, and everybody says focus on the bigger picture, but in reality, if you only focus on that, you might get, like I said, like you might get like overwhelmed, and you might start thinking like, oh, it's too much, I don't even want to do it anymore, I quit. But just take day by day, make little progress, and literally that progress would just lead to the bigger success. I have to make lots of sacrifices.
Yep. Yep, indeed.
I have to make lots of sacrifices to reach my progress, to reach my success. Like, for example, in college, I couldn't really go out all the time because I had to stay home after working a full-time shift and study or get my work done. I also had to sacrifice spending time with Nevaeh and doing a lot of stuff with Nevaeh. So I had to sacrifice relationship with my daughter and just to get those good grades and just to get that degree. So those are things that I think you do have to sacrifice no matter what you do. So I'm sure there's something that you sacrificed to get those good grades in math, like maybe not watching a YouTube show for a day.
Not watching TV for like a week.
To get good math grades.
Yeah.
And what do you sacrifice for writing? Watching TV.
Yeah.
Watching La Telemundo.
What?
So, our message to you today is really just to take step by step, baby step, baby step, baby step, and eventually it'll turn into a bigger step, an adult step, and then you'll be an adult child. Just kidding. That's an inside joke.
It's kind of like when you're trying to draw something, you do it step by step, and then it turns into a whole drawing where, like, it's very pretty. It's prettier than steps.
Yeah, because you took your time in each step to put into fine detail every portion of the picture that you were drawing. But if you just go up to because you like to draw. If you just go up to a drawing pad and you try to draw everything at one time to get to the finish line, what do you think is going to happen?
It's not going to be good.
That picture is not going to look like whatever you were drawing. You might as well just be a photographer like me and just take the picture. So, we hope that you can relate and we hope that you enjoyed the episode today. It was very brief and very short. It's just our first episode. So if you have any feedback or if you want to leave a comment, just leave a comment. And yeah, we'll see you next episode.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Adios.